Welcome to Listen to Lawrence, presented by Lawrence Eric Davidow, Senior and Managing Partner of Davidow, Davidow, Siegel & Stern, one of the first and most successful elder law, special needs, and estate planning firms on Long Island. This podcast series is based on his Listen to Lawrence seminars and will teach you how to plan in advance to protect your own assets and those that you leave to your children and grandchildren. Mr. Davidow is a past president of the National Academy of Elder Law Attorneys, a published author, and an accomplished and educational speaker. So sit back and listen to Lawrence.
Hello, everybody. This is Lawrence Davidow, and here's another episode of Listen to Lawrence. And I'm just having fun up here, guys. This is what this is all about. I wanted to have a podcast that answers your questions, practical questions regarding how to protect assets, everything to know about elder law, estate planning, special needs. And these aren't going to be that long. They could be somewhere 5 to 15 minutes. They are what they are. I just get up here. I'll answer your question. I'm not going to be all over the place, and I'm not going to spend a lot of time expounding on it. As I've always said, my mother was a kindergarten teacher, and my father was a lawyer, and he always said, I want you to act like a lawyer. And my mother said, don't ever talk like a lawyer. Talk like a kindergarten teacher. Just talk about A, B, and C and get it over with and make sure that people really understand. Be down to earth. And that's kind of what we're doing here today. So let me give you today's question from one of my listeners. And it was, should I transfer my house into my children's name to protect it from Medicaid? Well, I'll give you a very simple answer. Never, ever, ever put your house in your kids' names. Too many things can happen. There are tax reasons for not doing it. But I'll tell you this, you may transfer your house to your kid and you may say, but I love my son, I trust my son. But if your son gets the house and he dies and now your daughter-in-law owns the house, you may start having a problem. And I don't want you to be in that situation. Nobody should ever lose control of their house, period. Shelter is a core need that people have. Never, ever put yourself in a position where you could lose control of your house. However, we all know that getting your house out of your name does make a certain amount of sense, because if you get sick, God forbid you get the wrong disease and you end up in a nursing home, well, Medicaid is going to put a lien on your house until it's gone. It's that simple. So what people try to do is they try to get their houses out of their name so that they would qualify for Medicaid. And there's a five-year look back. And on another episode of this, I'll talk about the look backs and all that. But the bottom line is, if you get your house out of your name, and let's say for now that that's a five-year period of time, but if you get your house out of your name, 5 years later, your house would be completely protected. But I don't want you to lose control of your house. I don't want you to lose your property tax exemptions, your STAR exemption, your advanced STAR exemption, your veterans exemptions that are well deserved. I never want you to do that. I want you to get all your deductions. But basically, I want you to be in control of your house. So we know we've got to get the house out of your name, but I want to keep you in control of it. And how do we go about doing that? Well, there are two tools in the tool shed that we have. One is called a life estate, and one is called an irrevocable trust. Both of these methods, and I'm going to talk about them in more detail in another episode, but here's the bottom line. A life estate is where you transfer the house to your kids, but you reserve the right to live there for the rest of your life. That is one of the tools we have in the tool shed. You gave away the house, 5 years later, it's protected from Medicaid, but you kept the right to live there. Nobody can kick you out. Nobody can sell it out from under you. You get all your property tax exemptions. At your death, your life estate is extinguished. Your kids own the house without probate, and they get what is called a step up in tax basis. Again, I'm just laying it out for you today, but I'm not going to get into all the details today because I don't want to give too much information here. It's overload. We will spend another episode just on that. The other tool that we have in the tool shed is something called the irrevocable trust. Kind of works like a life estate. You create a much more formal trust, you do a new deed, you transfer the house out of your name into the name of the trust. The trust owns the house, but the trust says you have the absolute right to live there for the rest of your life. You keep all your property tax exemptions. You get all your write-offs at the time of your death. Your trust will terminate. Your house will go out to your kids. They will get what is called a step-up in tax basis, wiping out all the capital gains. So here are two tools that we have where you can get the house out of your name and keep control of it, keep your property tax exemptions, wipe out all the capital gains. The major difference is that there's a problem if you ever try to sell your house during your lifetime with a life estate, but an irrevocable trust, we can sell the house at any time. So that I just wanted to teach you the overall big picture that yes, you should be transferring your house out of your name if you're trying to protect your assets from Medicaid, but I don't want you putting it directly in your children's name, but you can do a life estate, you can do an irrevocable trust. I hope you learned something today. If you have any other questions, by the way, I want you to go and send me an email at info@davidowlaw.com. That's DAVIDOWLAW, davidowlaw.com. Send me an email, send me your questions. I will devote a future episode to your questions, or I might even send out an email. And what I mean by that is I have a Listen to Lawrence email that goes out twice a week. It's called the Listen to Lawrence Letter, as opposed to this, the Listen to Lawrence Podcast. But either way, we're going to get back to you. We're going to answer your questions. I want you to learn something. I want you to learn something with every episode. I hope you learned something today. I want to wish you all peace, health, and happiness. Until next time, stay safe, my friends. Bye-bye.
The Listen to Lawrence podcast is not meant to be advice particular to any one person or to serve as a do-it-yourself planning guide. It's simply to educate the audience. For more information, please visit davidowlaw.com.